This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Talk Live. You're invited here. Just dial on in toll free and bring up anything that you want to discuss. With you in the studio tonight, it's Ian,
Melanie,
and Mark.
Take control of the airwaves at 855-450-FREE like freedom, 855-450-3733, or Skype into the show at Skype username lrn.fm. Coming up, will people be worshiping a god robot in the very near future? We've got some Bitcoin-related news. Somebody apparently blew himself up, partially. I guess he's still alive in New York City. And we can talk about any of those things or whatever happens to be on your mind. And I know that, Mark, you had brought in a story about these college safe spaces. And I actually happen to have one that's independent of yours, but also related to a safe space kind of mentality. What was your story? It was about college Republicans being banned from a safe space?
Yeah, that's the claim here.
Were they acting in an unsafe manner?
Campus reform. They were wearing Make America Great Again hats.
Ooh, that could cause triggering.
Yeah, well, I think that's exactly what occurred. Yeah.
I just love the idea that this whole triggering thing, I mean, this is pretty new, right? Like, people didn't talk about...
Yes, it is.
People, I mean, people got upset before, right? That's, like, basically what being triggered is.
Right.
Is like, it's a new word for being upset.
Yeah, this is, yeah, triggering is the presumption that you have the right to go through life without people saying things that you don't like. Also, consider that it's important to point out that you get to say whatever you want to say. But other people don't get to say what they want to say.
I see.
That's ultimately what triggering comes down to. College professors at this point, liberal college professors, all college professors are basically saying that, you know, this whole triggering thing is it's crazy. And
really?
Yes. I mean, when you have the liberal college professors coming out against the liberal college students, you know the world's about to end.
Huh. All right. So tell me more. What happened?
This is from campusreform.org. Members of the Fordham...
That's where mine's from, too.
University College Republicans were asked to leave an on-campus coffee shop because their Make America Great Again hats apparently violated the coffee shop's safe space policy. The staff identified a president of the college student club that runs the shop told the campus reform members that she was protecting my customers. Explaining that
you are wearing
hats that completely violate safe space policy.
Wow, I would love to see video of this.
Now, I don't have a particular problem with a coffee shop saying you can't wear Make America Great Again hats in here.
But this is a campus coffee shop.
Verbiage. Well, like...
I mean, all these students are paying for this coffee shop to be there.
You're
right?
Presuming that this coffee shop is being run by the campus, and I don't know that that's true. I can tell you that the food service facility is likely run by an outside company that contracts with the college.
Sure, but they get a sweetheart deal from the college that's, to some extent, at least here in Keene, New Hampshire, where we live, there's a large college. Well, I mean, large for Keene. It's a small college, like maybe about 5,000, 4,000 students. In fact, they're losing students, and now they apparently have to cut their budget by millions of dollars. But in this case, they have a company called Sodexo, which is the private company that runs the college, all the different things on the college campus. So they've got the dining commons, which is kind of like an ongoing buffet throughout the day, and then they have cash-operated sort of little coffee, like coffee shop or snack bars or whatever. So the students are if they want to go to the school, they have to pay for what's called a meal plan. And that means that whether they're going to eat there or not, they're paying for three meals a day, every single day, at that dining
apartment. The dining halls are a little bit different than the actual companies that are on campuses.
Well, it's run by Sodexo.
Right, but a dining hall is more or less part of a college, whereas just... whatever, coffee shop or bookstore.
But it's all run by Sodexo. All of it's run by the same company.
Okay, but there's not like a line item on your tuition for the coffee shop, whereas there
no,
is one
not.
For the dining hall in
but
some
cases.
But it's
still the same company. They would not be there in that space running the coffee shop if they didn't have the full deal with the college. Now, I don't know if this is the same way. Maybe it's Starbucks, for all we know, that's doing this, or some independent that doesn't have another
foot
yeah,
so
campus.
Just because a coffee shop is on a campus doesn't give me enough information to be able to say this is a subsidized coffee shop.
No, I understand.
It might be
saying.
A coffee shop that's paying ridiculous amounts of rent. I mean, yeah. That's the other possibility.
We don't know. But either way, these students, you know, on college campus, there should be a presumption of freedom of speech. Now, I understand that it's you know, if it's a private company, that what you're suggesting, Melanie, that they are not in any way associated with the college besides the fact that they're just renting the space, then, yeah, I can understand why they would argue that they have they should have control over that space. On the other hand, you do want to try to make people happy, in which case they're probably making the right choice because the college Republicans are likely you know, less than 1% of their business, and so if they cut them out to make the SJWs or whatever the normal
college students, I think, would probably be what you should call them these days.
To make them feel more comfortable, then I guess that's the right business decision to make.
Right. That's the difficulty here is that if I were running a coffee shop on a college campus, it would be difficult for me to find the college campus where they didn't receive government money. Right?
Yeah, most all of them do.
Well, there's like two in the states that don't. So.
Was it Hillsdale?
Hillsdale is one.
There's a religious one in Florida.
What about University of Phoenix?
Like, those might be, I think those are probably different, but I'm sure they get things like Pell Grants and stuff like that. They get government subsidy to some extent. So, you know, at what point does the libertarians say that a business owner no longer has control of their business? Well, if their business is on a college campus, I guess, is the sort of the question here. I don't know. If this college coffee shop is run by the college itself, then I would have more of a problem with it. But the biggest problem I have is the terminology safe space, like the suggestion that there will be a safe space in this world. I can't go to my house and hear things that I don't want to hear. you know, my wife and kid are going to challenge my thought process on stuff. There is no safe space, ladies and gentlemen.
No, so, that's part of the real world.
Yeah.
And the idea that they're being protected from that is not preparing them for the real world.
It doesn't sound like somebody who's been sent to an institution to have their their thinking challenged and to learn about the world.
Let's go to EJ. He's in Clarksburg, West Virginia, listening online via TuneIn. Hello, EJ. You're on Free Talk Live.
Thank you guys so much for taking my call.
Sure.
How y'all doing?
Good. Welcome. You're on the air.
All right. Along the vein of the idea of being triggered, I work with a 12-step recovery program through my church called Celebrate Recovery. It's a national program and deals with all kinds of issues, drug addiction, alcoholism, PTSD, like all kinds of stuff. It's a 12-step program, but it's faith-based. And being associated with that, I have to say that over the last few years, the co-opting of the term triggered in order to further political objectives does a tremendous disservice to people who actually struggle with those sorts of things. Because the left co-opted it and they said, hey, you know, I feel triggered when I'm faced with opinions that I don't like, you know, like, Make America Great Again hat in a coffee shop, in a college coffee shop, you know, all these SJWs just talking about how I need to be in a safe space, and I just feel triggered whenever I'm hearing opinions that I don't like. And then in response to that, the right, they're all like, oh, you're triggered, huh? Did I trigger you? How about I say this? If I say this, do I trigger you? And it completely misses the point of something that is actually a very valid and important term. The idea of being triggered and needing a trigger warning comes from real legitimate mental issues and real legitimate
You mean like PTSD or something like
exactly.
that? Right?
Exactly.
Where like being at a fireworks display and the explosions going off might trigger somebody with PTSD into a flashback to, you know, the time they were under fire in some sort of a war zone. Stand by, EJ, if you want to continue the discussion here. But, of course, the Republicans also get triggered as well. They just don't want to admit it. You can easily trigger them, too, and many of them behave as snowflakes as well. It's Free Talk Live.
Share content as a curator or produce it as a creator. The source of your advertising revenue is often limited by intermediaries like YouTube. What if there was a way to connect content creators directly with advertisers, decentralizing attention-based market advertising transactions, and putting the control back into the hands of content owners? Introducing the revolutionary Signal Token Protocol by Spective VR. Partnered with Blend Media, the largest network of 360 video content in the world, and featured on Fox Business's Innovations, Spective VR is a 360 VR streaming platform created to be the first use case and early adopter of the Signal Token Protocol, driving real use and allowing Spective to optimize their platform. SpectiveVR.com is hosting a pre-ICO for Signal Tokens starting December 8th at a 40% bonus. For early access to the token sale and an exclusive 60% token bonus, sign up for the email list at SpectiveVR.com.
I got my Blink home security system delivered right to my door. I downloaded the app, and it walked me right through the easy setup. Even with my complicated router system, I was done in like 10 minutes. Now it notifies me whenever something moves in front of the wireless cameras, or I can just check it whenever I want right from my phone. And I got you a deal. Get three Blink cams for what the other guys charge you for one, plus an extra 10% off. Visit BlinkProtect.com/FTL. BlinkProtect.com/FTL. BlinkProtect.com/FTL.
Dash is digital cash. A digital currency designed to replace cash and help people manage their own wealth. It's fast and easy, fees are low, and transactions are confirmed instantly. Pay anyone, anywhere in the world, anytime, for just pennies on the dollar. Dash is the first digital money that's governed by its users. Join Dash and help us build a better financial system for everyone. Find out more at dash.org. That's dash.org.
You haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to gcnteam.com.
What looks good under your Christmas tree and tastes even better? Big Berkey water filters. Yes, the gift of clean water. A gift that provides a great foundation for achieving good health in the lives of your loved ones. A Big Berkey water filter gives them protection from bacteria, heavy metals, chlorine, fluoride, pesticides and herbicides, VOCs and more. And best of all, a Big Berkey water filter is a gift that lasts for many years with no additional investment. And that saves time and money in filter replacements that other water filters require and are even powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. As always, all orders over $50 are shipped free, and GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Order online at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com, spelled Big, B-E-R-K-E-Y, WaterFilters.com, or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-B-E-R-K-E-Y. Gift well this Christmas. Give a Big Berkey water filter.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Hey, it's Free Talk Live. You may dial toll free here 855 450 free like freedom, especially if you're somebody who's triggered. You find yourself being triggered a lot. What's that all about? I mean, because anybody can get upset at something. Is triggering somehow different than just being upset about something you don't like? We're talking about these college students who apparently were upset because, or triggered, because somebody was wearing a hat, maybe more than one somebody, from a college Republicans organization, and I forget which college this was taking place at, Mark, but you've got the story. They were inside a coffee shop, and the coffee shop management came over and told them they had to leave, that their business was not welcome there, not because they were haranguing another student. Because I could understand that, right? Like if the a group of students comes over and starts to pick on somebody, then, yeah, you don't want anybody starting fights in your establishment. You want to get rid of those people. But in this case, the only allegation was that they were just sitting there with their Make America Great Again hats on, and that because somebody didn't like it, that they had to leave. And I've had this happen to me on college campuses, not because I'm a Republican. I'm not. I'm a libertarian. I'm a voluntarist. I have handed out flyers, however, on a college campus, and it's nothing, like, particularly controversial. I think I was giving out some, like, Bitcoin flyers or maybe Cell 411 flyers, and the college, somebody complained. I was standing there for maybe about, like, 10 minutes handing out flyers during a class change, and one of the people who received a flyer, or didn't receive a flyer, went to college security, complained that I was there, and they came over and escorted me off the campus.
Who would even have standing to complain? Nobody's renting, like, that spot. As long as you're not in a classroom, I don't see who
causing
even
a disruption.
Should care.
Yeah. So I don't know if that person was triggered or if they were just, bothered by the idea that that I was standing there.
Maybe they knew who you were.
That seems unlikely, but
could be a professor walking by that's familiar with
professor.
You.
Yeah, that's a good point. Well, anyway, so this manager kicked these guys out of there, and we're going to continue here because we've got EJ on the line in Clarksburg, Virginia, or West Virginia, rather, listening on TuneIn. EJ, you were talking about a recovery group that you're a part of, and you're saying that these college students calling themselves triggered, or anybody using this term, is really an insult to people who are actually triggered, who are, let's say, having flashbacks because of PTSD, being triggered by fireworks going off or dogs barking or something like that to actually trigger some sort of serious episode as opposed to just bad feelings.
Exactly. It's not just like PTSD either. I mean, it's the number of issues. A trigger is an emotional response. It is a negative emotional response to a stimuli that causes very, very strong negative emotions associated to a past trauma or an addiction or, some type of event that for all intents and purposes, really altered the course of a person's life. The military vet suffering PTSD is the most obvious type. I was sitting in a small group with a guy who had been in Iraq, and he said that he can't stand to hear the sound of a jackhammer. Because he said they were doing some work with a jackhammer outside of his apartment, and he woke up to that and immediately felt the urge. He had this fight or flight response, and he felt this immediate urge to start defending himself because it took him back to the sound of automatic gunfire in the service. And there was another gentleman. And this was about a year ago, who said that he was actually afraid to say that he felt that he was afraid to use the term triggered because he is seeing what is happening with the term now.
Because he thought it would make him sound like a wussy college student rather than somebody with a real, like, mental issue.
Exactly. This was a gentleman who was recovering from an addiction, and he kept saying the word attempted because, and he finally admitted, he was like, I can't be around these certain people. I'm tempted to do this. I'm tempted to get back into it. And when he finally, he said, I feel like if there are certain songs that he used to shoot up heroin to that he can't listen to because it triggers a craving to shoot up heroin.
Whoa, that's intense.
And that is an idea. And so it's essentially this idea that that you have these stimuli that come in to the picture and cause you to react in an involuntary emotional way, potentially leaning towards a self-destructive behavior. What it is not is, you know, I saw videos of the night that Hillary Clinton lost the election.
Mm-hmm.
And this one girl in particular literally said on video, she said, "I feel so triggered right now." And the question I wanted to ask her was, triggered to what?
Yeah.
Like what do you feel, what do you feel like you want to do right now?
Mm.
If the answer is just, you know, to break down and cry,
yeah, to
okay,
sulk.
Maybe there might be a PTSD issue there, but I don't think so. I think more likely a young college kid just has no idea how to actually say, "I'm upset right now." You have no idea how to talk to feelings because you're being fed these lies that every cross word is an aggression.
Right. They've been told that feeling bad is victimization, right? That
exactly.
Somebody's doing this to you, and you deserve to be protected from that.
Yeah, so I guess it's the trigger warning thing that probably gets people upset, because it, you know, being triggered is somebody's problem. You know, having to offer a trigger warning, you know, being the expectation that somebody's going to offer a trigger warning, that's sort of putting the onus on someone else. And I certainly wouldn't want to set off some vet by running my jackhammer, but the good news is I don't have one. And the thing is what I would kind of ask myself is the same thing about a leaf blower. Exactly how do you operate your jackhammer without triggering some guy who's going to be upset by jackhammers?
EJ, great call. Thanks for making it tonight. I appreciate hearing from you. Was there more, Mark, that you wanted to share from the story, or was that pretty much it?
Well, I really hadn't even got into it. I just read the first couple of, you know, the encapsulation.
Like there's more to share, please.
Members of the Fordham University College Republicans were asked to leave an on-campus coffee shop because their Make America Great Again hats apparently violated the shop's safe space policy.
I'd love to read that.
In a video. Well, you can just make your policy up on your own. But right now, Free Talk Live has a safe space policy. Right?
Then
just,
no, we don't.
No, well, I can decide if we do or not.
No, you can't.
I've just made it up, though.
Well, I'm not going to enforce it.
Do you think it was the, you know, what if there are two managers there at the coffee shop? You think one's going to, one's off
I've
duty?
I've seen you go into your safe space. I remember when that guy used to call in, you'd take your headphones off.
I've done that.
Yeah.
Yeah,
so you're the one with the safe space.
I'm not going to listen for
the
that.
The rest of us, we're doing fine here.
Yeah, that's fine.
Hang on. We're going to continue in moments. 855-450-FREE like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. Mark has created a safe space for himself and anyone else that would like to join him on the air, but Melanie and I will not guarantee your safety, so keep that in mind.
Yeah, I don't think I can credibly say that I have a safe space.
No, the toll-free number here, 855-450-FREE like freedom. It's Free Talk Live.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. So much fun, you'll forget you have a wife and kids. $39.95 and free economy shipping. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Makes the perfect stocking stuffer. Get your Bug Assault today.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
People search the internet for everything, including you. With a few clicks, information from your past can be quickly discovered, from business deals gone wrong to misleading reviews, negative articles, and unflattering images. Studies show 78% of people search for someone online before doing business with them. Will they find the real you? With ReputationDefender.com, you can establish a positive internet presence. ReputationDefender.com pioneered the field with over a decade of experience, serving thousands of successful individuals and businesses. We use patented, award-winning systems to boost positive content and suppress negative material. Don't let the internet define you. Take control of your reputation today with ReputationDefender.com. For your quick, free reputation analysis, call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Message and data rates may apply.
Warning. Texting while driving is illegal just about everywhere. So if you want to take advantage of a life-changing LASIK offer, pull over when you can, because a special opportunity is just one text away. The LASIK Vision Institute is offering absolutely free evaluations and dramatically low prices on high-quality LASIK. Text the keyword CLEAR55 to 350350 to get the benefit of FDA-approved LASIK technology that gives the majority of patients 20/20 vision for a fraction of what others charge. Text to schedule your free appointment to see if LASIK is right for you. When you text CLEAR55 to 350350, you'll also get an extra 20% discount off our already low-cost services. We've already performed over 1 million procedures. Today, it's your turn. Discover how you can get the quality LASIK experience you've always wanted for a fraction of what others charge. This great offer is just a text away. Text CLEAR55 to 350350. That's CLEAR55 to 350350.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's 855-450-FREE, White Freedom. That's 855-0373. You can Skype into the show. It's Skype username lrn.fm. Here in the studio tonight with you, it's Ian.
Melanie.
And Mark.
If you want to help build a better financial system for everyone, join Dash. Dash is digital cash. It's a digital money platform designed to replace cash and help people manage their own wealth. It's fast, it can be private and easy, fees are low, and transactions are quick and can be confirmed instantly. You can pay anyone, anywhere in the world, anytime for just pennies on the dollar. I did it Sunday night. Here, so last night in Keene, New Hampshire, I went into Corner News, which is our little corner news shop that got like newspapers and cigarettes and things like that. They've been open for like more than 100 years. They started taking Bitcoin back in 2013, and this year they started taking Dash. So I went in there and I paid with Dash because only an insane person would pay in Bitcoin, with the fees being what they are. It may cost you $10 on the low side to send a Bitcoin transaction these days. But with Dash, it was just a few cents. And I got my rolling papers with Dash. So you can go to Dash.org. You can learn more about Dash and take back control over your financial future today and help create a better financial system for everyone. There's a lot of momentum behind Dash right now. Go see why over at Dash.org. As we go to your calls and thoughts, we can talk more about these college students who somebody complained at the coffee shop at a college of, what was it, Fenimore College or something like that?
Fordham College. University.
Fordham University. They complained the Republicans who were there with Trump hats on, the Make America Great Again hats, were booted out. Apparently some people get upset about somebody wearing the Make Bitcoin Great Again hats.
Well, because it looks
it looks like a Trump hat.
Yeah.
But it's, you know, not. But nonetheless, there have been people who've been up, you know, in bars and have had people complain to them because of the not Trump hats they have on, the Make Bitcoin Great Again. So we're going to get back into that. But first, Ricky is on the line in the Commonwealth of Pennsylvania. Go ahead, Ricky.
Thank you there, Brother Ian, Brother Mark, and Miss Melanie. The pleasure's all mine, of course. How
soon
you
to
doing?
Be Mrs.
Melanie.
What's on your mind, Ricky?
I'd like to have a conversation with her, if I may, Brother Ian, real quickly. And, you know, she was talking. First of all, I'd like for everybody's listening pleasure. She said something about, and she talked from time to time, about law enforcement being inherently immoral. Now, if you could, Miss Melanie, if you could talk a little bit about that for me and everybody, and then I'd like to talk to you a little bit about that, if I may.
Okay, so at least in the States and in every country I'm aware of, but I can really only speak for the States, if you become a cop, there is a bunch of victimless crimes. I assume there's victimless crimes in every country. But the overwhelming majority of laws in the States are victimless crimes. So at best, what you're signing up to do is to go kidnap, rob, and assault people because they violated a list of commands written by legislators. That's at best. Most of them also falsify evidence, pull people over without probable cause, and all that other good stuff. But what they're openly admitting to is, I will assault you if you violate one of these precepts.
There you go, Ricky.
Now, one quick thing before I talk to you, young lady. Now, what do you think should happen to all these individuals that do these things that you say that they do, that you're so sure of?
Well, I mean, ideally, I would like to see them convert, but I don't think that's going to happen, so...
It could happen. There was a...
He said all of them.
Okay, yeah. No, not all of them are going to... Are going
How about
to,
a whole week of having you watch nothing but Foghorn Leghorn videos?
I will say, whatever happens to them, they have coming. That's not really a strategic...
So you had it coming more.
Ricky from the Commonwealth, bring it all out, sweetheart, before I talk to you.
No, you go ahead with your point.
Okay, now, Miss Melanin, now you've known me for quite a long time over the years, correct?
About a year.
And that just okay.
I've only been on for about a year.
Just because you call into a radio show doesn't mean we know you. And similarly, you don't know us, even though you listen to us, you know, maybe every night of the week.
I think you know me.
You and Brother Mark there, believe me, I do. But that's for someday when I come down to New Hampshire. Now, Miss Melanie, that's all good. You're my brothers. Now, Miss Melanie, now you do all aware that I'm a deputy of the Commonwealth of Pennsylvania, are you not?
That is an argument from authority, Ricky, and not anybody really necessarily believes you. But what's the point you're trying to...
Well, then you also were on the radio a couple weeks ago saying you were going to bust into a jail, though.
And
so
he said that
I don't know how that's different.
He also said he was the reincarnation of Jefferson Davis.
Now, I will tell you, young lady, I am a deputy of the Commonwealth of Pennsylvania for legit. Now, I would be committing a crime when I put my picture up there of that new torso. It must be the truth. Now,
torso?
I heard you... Now, you did once say that all law enforcement should be dead.
No, I don't think she said that. No.
That's not what I said.
She said they should convert.
It's
okay. I don't need
technicality. I don't see a reason to argue, really.
No, I understand, Brother Ian, talk to you. I know that I heard the shows. I heard things. I know you understand. Now, I do not excuse what some of these officers do. Ricky from the Commonwealth against background checks. He's for, you know, legalization on all narcotics.
It's a strange thing to talk about yourself in the third person. I just want to say.
Well, I also don't think you're a cop.
Well, he said he's a deputy, which is some sort of a, like, citizens program where he is,
No, I swore on my honor to tell the truth and uphold the law of the Commonwealth of Pennsylvania. Very interesting. One of the things in the process they asked me is if I was ever in the military. Because if I was,
and?
I could not have deputized
in the Commonwealth.
Okay, I think that whatever program you're talking about is some kind of weird lateral program.
Yeah, they used to have the lady that ran WTMY, Val Silver, down in Sarasota. She actually was a sheriff's posse member. So she signed up, and she swore some sort of allegiance or whatever, and then she gets some kind of badge and gets to go on calls or whatever, go out to disaster scenes or something like that.
It reminds me of the episode of Big Bang Theory where Sheldon accepts some mail for Penny and is very eager to get back to her because he feels that a bailment has been created. And he, of course, has to explain to everybody what a bailment is.
Yeah, you're going to have to explain that to me.
Look, I don't know exactly. You probably should look it up, but it's something to the effect of that he has created a liability for himself. This is sort of a common law situation. A liability has been created because he's accepted the mail. He doesn't want this liability upon him because he may have to, you know, pay something in the future or whatever. So he quickly wishes to get the mail to Penny and to absolve the bailment. And that's how I feel whenever I hear about Ricky talking about his deputization as a deputy of the Commonwealth. And
apparently he's still just yammering on back there. What's that, Ricky?
Well, here's the thing. Look up the Weasaw Act of 2004. That gave me jurisdiction over state lines.
You have jurisdiction now?
I always did. Look up the Weasaw Act.
What do you have jurisdiction to do over state lines?
Chase chicken hawks.
Thanks for the call tonight. The toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE like freedom. That's 855-450-3733.
A month ago, he called in and said he was going to break into a jail.
That's what he said. Wasn't he going to break out Chris Cantwell?
Yes.
Yeah, that was his plan. By the way, Chris Cantwell is out. He did call the show over the weekend and out on bail with a ankle bracelet. He's got a GPS tracker that he pretty much cannot leave the house in which he is staying. So he's gone from one cage into a little more of a comfortable cage.
Oh, I thought he just couldn't leave Virginia. He can't leave the house.
He was telling us he cannot leave the house.
So this, to me, is an opportune time to talk about the value of house arrest as a tool for law enforcement. House arrest has a huge amount of advantages. Think about this for a second, ladies and gentlemen, as you're taxed for the incredibly expensive jail that's sitting downtown in your town. And, you know, why is it that they don't just give these people GPS locators and send them home and tell them if they leave, then they end up in the jail? I would presume that you could cut the population of people in
your
jail.
Everyone would have to be work from home.
It'd be better.
There's more coming up here in
Everybody's
moments.
Everybody's not going to be able to work from home.
There's work day work programs, too. More coming up. Free Talk Live.
Don't do what I did and run out. If it's working, don't quit. Why would you stop? Why undo all the good that's been accomplished?
You've got to feed them right for life.
Dynavite is nutrition.
If I ever took Roy off of Dynavite.
No.
When I get to about 3/4.
When I get down to the bottom of my box of Dynavite.
Oh, no. I've got a couple more scoops.
It's time to place my order. Dynavite.com.
DINOVITE.com.
859-428-1000.
Order a 90-day supply of Dynavite for your dog this week.
We'll send you a bottle of Super Omega fish oil free.
Packed with omega-3, DHA, and EPA fatty acids.
Super Omega is great for your dog. Dog's immune system, healthy skin, and soft, shiny fur.
Try Super Omega Fish Oil.
Free this week at Dynavite.com.
Just feed your dog right. Use Dynavite.
Dynavite for life.
859-428-1000.
859-428-1000.
DINOVITE.com.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did. We get 30 days free.
Really?
Packages starting from only $9.95. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever. Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. You got it?
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, There's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
Yeah! Free Talk Live, we invite you to join us right here, toll-free. At 855-450, free like freedom, that's 855-450-3733, and we've got Skype as well, so Skype on in here at Skype username lrn.fm. Definitely not too late to get your order in over at Omaha Steaks, because now's the time to get something that is delicious for your loved ones this holiday season, or any time of the year. But right now, Free Talk Live is offering you a special offer on their family gift pack at omahasteaks.com. What you do to get this deal, and I'll tell you what's in it here in moments, is you go to omahasteaks.com and use code FTL, like Free Talk Live, in the search bar, and you'll get 75% off an incredible pack of items. It's a perfect introduction to the quality and the variety of product available over at omahasteaks.com. We're still cranking away on the pack that we got last time from Omaha Steaks.
Speak for yourself, mine's gone.
Yeah, I bet it is. But
I got a family here. My wife knows how to cook.
Anyway, Omaha Steaks has all kinds of products, not just the most flavorful tender aged beef, but also seafood, poultry, pork, veal, lamb, veggies, desserts, appetizers, pasta, soup, seasoning, sauces, and more. Over 500 gourmet gift ideas and even online recipes, wine pairings, and more. Right now, you go to omahasteaks.com and you get all of this for less than $50 in the family gift pack. Remember, use code FTL to get access to the discount. 2 filet mignons, 2 top sirloins, 2 boneless pork chops, 4 boneless chicken breasts, 4 kielbasa sausages, 4 burgers, 4 potatoes au gratin, 4 caramel apple tartlets, 1 Omaha Steak seasoning packet, and you'll get 4 additional kielbasa sausages for free. When you go to omahasteaks.com and use code FTL, like Free Talk Live, in the search bar, that's how you get the 75% off savings. It's a gift guaranteed to be a hit. And for whatever reason, if you don't want the family gift pack and you get other stuff, well, then still, you should use the code FTL so they know that we sent you over there. Because we love it when Omaha Steaks is on board with us here at Free Talk Live.
Yep.
So go to omahasteaks.com, use code FTL in the search bar. Let's go to Vernon in New Orleans. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Vernon.
Why is it that Ricky and Ralph are threatened with bans all the time, but Sarah, the chronic caller who talks about New Mexico traffic and always seems to have some sort of an agenda, is never threatened with a ban?
She changes it up, actually. She'll change her topic.
It's like 99% of the time she's talking about traffic in New Mexico.
And then y'all sit there and respond like it's entertaining. I just want to tune out personally. I just wanted to propose that you all, you know, put the same type of a condition on her. If she starts talking about anything traffic related in Albuquerque, she gets banned for a long time.
You know, if she doesn't talk about traffic in Albuquerque, that she talks about people living on the dark side of the moon, right?
I love that. That's so much fun.
No, well, it's not useful at all.
I love crazy.
All.
I love crazy callers.
Wait, that kind of crazy is not useful
it's
to
fun.
Anyone.
It's fun. It's fun to be.
It might be fun, but
crazies.
It's not useful. It doesn't convince anyone of
well,
anything.
Well, we don't guarantee that we're
going to
be useful. We don't guarantee. This is not a guaranteed useful show. It's a talk show. That,
well, okay, but.
You know,
I mean, you don't have to guarantee it, but you could try. I mean,
yeah. I think she changes. Like to me, she changes up her topic often enough to where
I do
it's
wish
different.
She wouldn't be like if you talked about Keene the way that she talks about New Mexico uh-huh. and Albuquerque, like, and she conflates New Mexico and then Albuquerque and Phoenix and all these places as though they're yeah. one. I mean, it's a rambling mess of a person who clearly doesn't
well,
take their medication.
Well, I guess you've got a very broad topic of. Traffic, but I guess Ian thinks, you know, changing the topic includes like if she switches from traffic lights to car safety to pedestrians, you know, to all these miniature topics, but I'm talking about the large topic.
Yeah, no, I see what you're saying.
But like, it's like Ralph, you know, yeah, he could switch gears, you know, in the same subject. But, right. you know, it still gets old, you know, and that's all
well,
I'm
Ralph
trying to say.
Always calls about being hateful towards black people. I mean,
and Sarah always calls about being hateful towards cars.
No, not always. Not always. She does change it up. Like, if I felt like she was being too repetitive, I'd put that rule down.
I hear
on Sarah.
Both sides of this. I mean, can you, Ian, can you hear both sides of this?
Of course I hear the side.
Yeah.
I just think that she's. I think she changes it up within the subject of traffic often enough and is off of the topic of traffic often
okay,
enough
Okay, but if
as
every
well.
Week we came in here and talked about an intersection we don't like in Keene, that would not be...
That, yeah, but that's not what she does. She doesn't call it about the same exact topic every single time. She doesn't.
Well,
I'm sorry.
I think I'm just going to rib her about calling about New Mexico.
I'm just
going
to wrap my call up by saying that Free Talk Live, I would rather listen to those. Talk about a story, and you yeah. all just jump the call off to the very end than having to listen to her ramble on anymore about traffic.
We usually, okay, so in Ian's defense, I hear you. In Ian's defense, he usually kicks her in like the last 2 minutes
not
of
really.
A segment.
No, not always. That's not always true.
Not always true.
Look, I understand the frustration. I get a little bit frustrated with the same old callers calling in, and I think that's one of the best critiques of this show. It didn't used to be like that. Back when we started Free Talk Live, when we were a local show, we got a tremendous variety of callers. And I don't I've never understood why going from being a local show to a national show with far more radio stations on board. I mean, in Sarasota, Florida, we were on a 4,000-watt station or 4,500-watt station that didn't even cover half the marketplace. I mean, it was like a little piddly stick that had yeah. no real penetration into the population there. But we had call after call from all kinds of different people. And as soon as we got syndicated and on more radio stations, all the calls just went away, and they've never really, like, Saturday nights are fine because we have plenty of people participating in the show. A lot of the times, Sarah and the regulars won't even be able to get through because our phones are so busy on Saturday nights. I mean, I wish it was more like that every single night, but I'm reticent to make any kind of significant change to how the show works because, well, you know, it's always been that way. It's not to say that we couldn't. Change it, but then would we have to change the name of the show?
I'm not advocating to change it. There are already bans in place. I am simply yeah. saying treat everyone equally when it comes to that bringing the same topic up every mm-hmm. single night. And I don't feel like that ban has ever been applied to Sarah. That's all I'm saying. So,
I don't think. And I mean, Ian's the one that makes the bans.
I've never felt she deserved it.
But I don't think that they're banned for being repetitive. I think that they're banned for being repetitive racists.
No, it's repetitive. Dave, the first ban was against Dave in New York, who's now back, by the way. He's called a couple times in the last few weeks.
Has he?
Well, you weren't here.
Obviously.
But that ban was because he kept calling about the same exact thing over and over again. Then we banned James in Arizona because
his little project to teach mentally ill people how to make telephone calls to radio shows.
Calling, no, it's to keep the same call off the air over and over again because it's boring. And then James in Arizona kept calling about some sort of perceived wrong that happened to him in the past on Free Talk Live. And so he said, look, if you can't keep it to new topics every night rather than, you know, dredging up the same old complaint every time you call, you need to, you know, not call in. And then who's the other guy? Doug, the guy from the mental hospital or whatever, the guy who claimed to be in a mental hospital.
Is this the one that kept on trying to get to the YouTube video?
I don't know that mental hospitals allow you to call in to talk radio, but okay.
Well, right, yeah, we don't know whether he was telling the truth, but he also was very repetitive. And Ralph, I don't think I banned Ralph. I think we threatened to ban Ralph. I don't think I actually did ban Ralph. I don't really remember. If I had banned him, I would have written it down in my calendar. So that way I would know when. But look, hey, Mark, I appreciate the input, and I'm happy to hear from other people about
that. Just real quick, Mark, are you heading out for the winter?
Not for the winter. I'm going to be back and forth. If I go too long, Ian does something incredibly stupid. So I try to keep pace. And also, I'll be doing a series of interviews. It'll be in the final segment, so my voice will be on the show, regularly.
Great. Thank you all.
All right, Vernon, thanks for the call tonight. I appreciate hearing from you. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. Another way to do it would be to change our call restrictions and, you know, tell somebody that they can only call once a week or something like that. I'm open to ideas because I get the frustration. And I think that most people probably don't listen to the show to hear what Sarah's going to say next.
Yeah.
Although some people say they love it when Sarah calls in. So for every Vernon out there, there's somebody else who's like, I love it when Sarah calls and you guys.
I want to have a conversation.
Ribbing.
I think I'm going to have a conversation with Sarah the next time she calls in and just explain to her what
an hour and a half,
what a national show is and what that means and how to tailor her. Cause she's not crazy. She's lazy. And I think that we could, you know, have that conversation. I'd like also like to point out that I don't get nearly as many complaints on you, Ian, now that the Free State Project no longer sponsors the show.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah.
What were the complaints before? The fact that I'm here?
It mostly.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, whatever. Toll free number is 855.
I don't know how you're going to kick the owner of the show off the show.
I don't own anything.
Okay.
No one owns anything here.
But I do run the show, and I am, you know, the operator of the show.
He's the program director for on-air content.
You can bring up anything that you want here, and you can bring up anything by calling toll free. 855-450-FREE, like freedom, 855-450-3733. You can join us here. This is Free Talk Live.
Guys, wouldn't your wife or girlfriend love it if you treated her to the very best this Christmas? Well, you can, and you don't even have to go out of your way. We're talking about the world's softest pajamas, available exclusively at Pajamagram.com. That's Pajamagram.com. Created by a team of dedicated pajama experts, the world's softest pajamas are lighter than a cloud, softer than a bunny, like cashmere, only better. She'll love the way the world's softest pajamas feel, and you'll love the way they look. More than a gift, they're a feeling, an invitation to relax a little longer. The world's softest pajamas are available only at Pajamagram.com. Visit today and give her a gift that keeps on giving to both of you. Plus, you don't even have to wrap, because every Pajamagram includes free gift packaging, and Christmas delivery is guaranteed. So visit Pajamagram.com or call 1-800-GIVE-PJs.
Most people think life insurance pays after you're dead. That's true. But did you know you can have tax-free access to your life insurance while you're still alive? You can use the life benefits of your life insurance to grow your money with certainty and guarantees. No stock market risk, no tax risk, and no penalties. Call Life Benefits if you'd like a free book about how this can be done. Call 702-660-7000. That's 702-660-7000.
A commemorative President Trump dollar for only $5? Yes, the historic Trump dollar starts at only $5 at TrumpDollar.us. Choose from our unique three-coin collection in gold, silver, and copper. The Vote Trump Dollar, Inaugural Trump Dollar, and Make America Great Again Trump Dollar. Available only at TrumpDollar.us. Minted in the USA, our Trump dollars commemorate President Trump's patriotic stand. Order your Trump Dollar collection today in time for Christmas delivery at TrumpDollar.us. That's TrumpDollar.us.